Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The State Department of Fish and Game announced an emergency order to open the state-resident winter season for antlered bull moose by registration permit hunt RM844 and the Unit 22A Central through January 31st of next year, or if the harvest quota is reached before the season closing date. The RM844 hunt area includes that portion of Unit 22A within the Unalakleet River drainage and all drainages following into the Norton Sound north of the Golsovia River drainage and south of the Igavik Creek drainage. The season will close January 31st of 2021 or by emergency order when the harvest quota of 20 antlered bulls is reached. The hunt is open to state residents only, and registration permits will be available online at hunt.alaska.gov. The department will be monitoring the harvest closely, and all successful hunters are required to report their harvest within 48 hours of the kill. Unsuccessful hunters must submit their hunt report by February 15th of next year. Successful hunters must also submit a mandible from the lower jaw of their harvested moose as a specimen to aid development. Alaska's news source reports that more than a year after a sword man disappeared, several people charged in his murder have struck deals with the state. According to a 12-page criminal affidavit filed in the case, 21-year-old Preston Atwood's mother reported Atwood missing on August 27th of last year after she had not seen him since August 25th. She told police he was recovering from a broken leg using crutches and didn't have his wallet or phone on him. An investigation by Seward police revealed Atwood was lured to 4th of July Beach and beaten to death with a baseball bat. In November 2019, police announced charges against six people in connection with Atwood's assault and murder. They're identified as 25-year-old Timothy Ryan, 19-year-old James Helberg, 20-year-old Tyler Goddard, 20-year-old Laurel Correa, 46-year-old Jennifer Heron, and 40-year-old Melanie Goddard, who was the only suspect not charged with murder. Goddard charged with tampering with a witness and interfering with an official proceeding by threatening a witness. Others faced several felony charges, including murder. Online court records show Goddard pled guilty to tampering with a witness in March. Her case is closed. Tyler Goddard, James Helberg, and Laurel Correa took plea deals. According to an inmate locator database, Tyler Goddard is out on pretrial supervision, Correa out of custody, Helberg in custody at Wildwood Correctional Center. Correa, the latest of the defendants to change her plea, pleading guilty to criminally negligent homicide. Correa and others who have taken plea deals in the case will not be sentenced till after the cases of the co-defendants are resolved. Ryan and his mother, Heron, remain in custody, charged with murder. Criminal jury trials are suspended in Alaska till mid-March of next year. Heron and Ryan's next court hearings are scheduled for January. A federal appeals court panel Monday ruled that the Trump administration violated environmental requirements when it issued conditional approval of the Hilcorp's Liberty Oil Drilling Project in the federal Arctic waters off Alaska in 2018. According to the Anchorage Daily News, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management acted arbitrarily by failing to quantify the emissions resulting from foreign oil consumption, according to a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The panel found that the agency relied on a flawed and unlawful biological opinion from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that lacked information about the impacts on polar bears. According to that decision, Hilcorp is proposed building a 9-acre artificial island in the Beaufort Sea, several miles east of Prudhoe Bay, to drill for oil. Officials have said the site could yield peak production of about 70,000 barrels of oil daily. In the 90s, BP pursued development at Liberty but sold the leases to Hilcorp. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.